quarterback. This is a very exciting topic. I'm sure those who saw the name of the shiur were like thrilled beyond comprehension. But the truth is, I actually came up with it. I saw an email from him in the States. I typed it back, and when I saw it after, it's like no one's gonna want to come to the shiur except for extremely dedicated people. And then like tonight, I get a call from Rav Malinowitz, is like, something wrong with your title. Nine times, like, you know, all the time. So how can you say it's Shah? Like, we have to edit it. Like, he's editing,
Will it be?
I was like, I don't get paid for this, So, will it be? Like, it's a good lesson, and I'm notified it, but good, at least it caught the Rav's attention. But the title this year, I don't remember. It's written down there, though. But something along the line, what was it? It was Lima Torah.
What's the memory of
Will it be? That's the modification. Olam Chayeshah. The story of Ilpin Rav Yochanan. Let's get to the story of Ilpin Rav Yochanan. So, the famous story. I'm sure most of you heard the story before. I don't know that you heard the introduction of the Margolis. So yeah, I'm going to describe how to, a different context how to understand this. Ilpin Rav Yochanan have a garsi b'oraisa. Tainis daf chafan. Ilpin Rav Yochanan were learning Torah. The chikulu milsa tuva. They became extremely impoverished. Amri nekum v'nezel v'navad iska. Let's get up and go and get to work. V'nekayim v'nashin, and we will nekayim in ourselves. The pasuk in Dvarim, etas ki lo yet b'cha evyon. There should never be among you a poor person. So they went, asli, ol tvei tute guderua. As they were going out to work, so they sat under the shaky fence. Abu Kakar Chirif, that they were breaking bread. Asu Trei Malachi Ashares, two Malachi Ashares came, Shammai Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan overheard the conversation of the two Malachim, the Amachad L'Chavre, that one said to the other the following, Nishtai Olayu, let's throw down this wall, Haigida, the Niktalinu, and we'll kill them. Why should we kill them? The Malachi Ashares said, Shemanichin Chayei Olam V'oskim V'chayei Shah. So that's what one of the Malachi Ashares said. He said, they are leaving behind Chai Olam, they were Garsi Ba'oraisa, and when they said that we should go Ne'avad Iska, that's called accepting upon yourself Chai Shah. They left Chai Olam for Chai Shah. So, Amar Le'idach, the other Malach said, Shepinu, now leave them. One of them, this is his hour. He's going to make the right choice. Rav Yochanan Shama. Rav Yochanan overheard, Ilfa lo shama, but Ilfa did not hear these malachim. Amalei Rav Yochanan le Ilfa. Rav Yochanan said to Ilfa, shama mar mide. Did you hear anything? Amalei lo, no, I did not hear anything. Amar Rav Yochanan mide. Shami anav, Ilfa lo shama. Shmami ne ledid, yikami le shasam. When they said, one of them is going to be the one, well, this is his hour, it must be referring to me, because Ilfa didn't hear the conversation. I heard the conversation, so therefore I'm going to go back. Amalei Rav Yochanan le Ilfa ihader. I'm going back. Uki ben Ashai, I got a different pasuk about poverty. They'll never cease to be aniyim. I'll be me. I'll be an ani. Rav Yochanan hadar, Ilfa lo hadar. So Rav Yochanan went back, and Ilfa did not go back. Ada'ata Ilfa. Ilfa eventually returned to the yeshiva after some period of time in the work world. Malach Rav Yochanan. So that happened. Rav Yochanan became the melech. Right? He became the Rosh Yeshiva. Amru lo Ilfa, and they, the talmidim of the yeshiva, said to Ilfa, Yatim Margaris. If you, master, would have sat and learned, we'll have a Malach Mar, would you not have been the one to be the Rosh Hashiva? You're greater than Rabbi Yochanan. You would have been the Rosh Hashiva. Azil, he went. Tala Nashe Biskur the Svinta. He went up and climbed to the top of the mast of a ship, and he said, Amar Yika Deshoi Libi Masnisa de Ravchiyah Rav Oshia. If someone can ask me, from the Mishnayas of Ravchiyah and Rav Oshia, what do we call those? The Brisa. If someone can ask me a shaila from a Brisa of a lo pashtina lo lay mi masnisin, and I can't show you how it's already an oifen in a Mishnah, nafalina mi iskur the spin of a taman, I'll jump off the mast of the ship. So people start to line up for this great opportunity to watch Ilfa fall. But Ilfa got them all, they asked him shaila in Bava Basra, and he got all the answers. Okay, so if you were running a yeshiva, and there's a bachar in front of you who said, I want to go out to work, you would have pulled out story, and you said, you want a wall to fall on you? Look, Ilfa is not the famous guy. Rav Yochanan is the famous guy. Rav Yochanan is the master of Eretz Yisrael. Great Rav Yochanan. We all heard of Rav Yochanan. Not too many people have heard of Ilfa, except for those leaving yeshiva. So that's what you would usually do with a story like this. And there's room for that explanation and for that understanding, etc. However, the Margolia Tayam has an amazing, amazing idea of how to explain the story, puts it into context with something that could be very, very meaningful to all of us who work here. So,
what is Margolia Tayam?
The Margolia Tayam is a Sefer on Sanhedrin, and it's an amazing Sefer. Like, I'll get to that when I get to the punchline.
Okay.
So,
what period?
Oh, he died in 1959.
Okay.
He won like the Israel Prize, one of these prizes, you know. He has these prizes, and he always gets the sense that, like, this is all nothing, but they don't care, you know, and, like, he's won the prize, and he should give it to someone who cared, I guess. But anyway, Me'atzibur ha'me'unyan ha'me'anyan ha'hu, this interesting story, l'meidim anachnu, ha'me'achshibur ilfa. How important ilfa was in their minds of the people at the time. Achek dimul Rav Yochanan. This is not the story of Rav Yochanan and Ilfa. It's the story of Ilfa Rav Yochanan. He's more. He comes first. Ilfa called them. And they said that if Ilfa would have sat in the Yosef Ola B'Shal Torah, and he didn't go out to Lameh Bad Iska, also Yimam Lichem, he would have been the Rosh Yeshiva. The Yosef Gamir Tzved Mi Rav Yochanan, because Rashi says the reason he would have been the choice is because he was a better learner. He was a bigger Talmud Chacham. Rav Yochanan Atzmo Teir Es Chavero Zemar. Right? Shama Mar Midi? Did the master hear anything? Rav Yochanan is addressing him as the master. The Gam Acharei Kol Tzvi Yosef, and even afterwards, the fascinating Rabbeinu Chananel there says that when he went back, when Ilfa went back, that even though he was Aved Iska, still Goris Feminei. He actually learned more than the Rosh Yeshiva. I mean, many of us understand that Rosh Yeshivas have many responsibilities, including fundraising, etc., whatever, and sometimes a businessman can't actually learn more than a Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Ilfa certainly did. Okay? Aber Rav Yochanan Hadar. Look at this. It's going to be amazing. Rav Yochanan went back. Chazer Machshavas Aved Iska. He went back on his mindset, which was to go to business. Why? Let's look at Rav Yochanan's positions in Shas. This is what Rav Yochanan held. Rav Yochanan Husha Darash HaKasov. V'lo me'ever le'yamhu. Le'mor. Mi yavor lanu el ha'yavor ha'yam. Yikachenu lam yishuvinu osa v'nasena. Right? The drasha that Chazal Darshan and that Gemara is that the Torah is not Nimsa, the Torah is not found in Sachronim and Targronim who have to travel Me'ever Hayam. Let's go back from America. Welcome back to me, right? But the Torah is not found in such people. You need to have a settled mind, or at least a very loyal Chavrusa who's willing to wait for you. Thank you. So, okay, but that is his position. He says, you have to go back because he believed. Rav Yochanan was very convinced that you can't become a Talmud Chacham if you're a businessman. Right? And he was the one who said, who is the Talmud Chacham? Make the Talmud Chacham close to him. Mevatel Iskaka Mipnei Mishnaso. Whoever cancels out his work, he misses work, he's Mevatel Torah, he has an opportunity to do a deal, and because he's busy in his Mishnah, he says, I'm sorry, I cannot do this deal, I'm busy learning right now. Ubechein, therefore, Rav Yochanan made the following decision, Biyoso Bimeh Lumav, when he was young, when he was a Tzur B'Merei Rabban and a young Talmud Chacham, Talmud Yoshev with Nei Rabosei, Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbeim, Machar Kol Nechasav, he sold all of his property. You were referring to this before. The Nachlaosav, Yerusha Savosav. Okay, he sold all of his Yerusha. Laman, his parnes called Osan Shanim in order to support himself. At Kohom Beiso Natan Ba'ava, he gave all of his property away with love. She'ava Satorah, because he loved the Torah. Yevarav, Paul and Zed, this great man, Rav Yochanan, this powerful man, Shalom Halach Arba Amos, who never went for Amos without Torah. He sat, Yoshev L'Ragle Rabosav, Kol Odom Chayim. He sat at the feet of his Rebbeim as long as they live, Kol Osha Hayach Chizkiah Rabba B'Chayim, as long as Rabbi Chizkiah was around. He was not a Baal Yeshiva, didn't become the owner of Yeshiva, didn't become the Rosh Yeshiva. Ach Acharei Alos Rabosav, however, after his Rebbe went, L'Chayad, he died. After Chizkiah died, Yasad Yeshiva, so he founded a yeshiva, Hagadol, Asher Ava Barosha, that he stood at the front of it, Vati Tarato Lo Levad Chayesha, and his Torah was not merely a Chayesha, but it was Chaye Olam. Let's go over to Ilfa. So Rav Yochanan, you see, he had the means and the opportunities in order to go back and to keep his shitas that he held very strongly of, etc. Let's look at Ilfa. Ilfa Kanir Eh. We don't find that Ilfa was a rich man. We don't find that he had inherited things, etc.
Rav Yochanan did this after this story?
Rav Yochanan, the Chara, yes, because otherwise he wouldn't have been poor. So the Margolis Yam is giving you a Chiddush here, and he's saying that it must have happened afterwards, because otherwise why did he go out in the first place? It must be because we find that a Gemara says he was very rich, and here we have another Gemara that says he's very poor. So what the conclusion is going to be is that he was very, very poor, but he had, you know, he had a cash flow problem, and then he resolved it by selling all his property. That's how the Margolis Yam is learning that issue. So, Ilfa Kanyareh, He had nothing to sell. Lo yarosh nachlas sadeh v'kerem. He didn't get the sadeh v'kerem. Liam saim without any means she yasula l'vesa lichyot ad hayamim shabem yeh roi lahora. Without any means for his family to live off of an income so they can support him so that he can become a baal hora like Rav Yochanan. Right? Huchrach lefanos gam lasakim. He also had to go out. He therefore was forced to go out to business. Lulomar, and he had to say tov torim derech eretz. That was not. He didn't invent that phrase, but that's where he was holding. That's where he had no other option but to hold that. Okay? Malachi HaSharis kapdu alei, and the Malachi HaSharis, they don't get these cheshbonos. And they said that they're going out to business, and they may have very good cheshbonos, right? Why they have to go out, etc. But the Malachi HaSharis don't understand these things, right? You know that the Malachi HaSharis wanted the Torah, and Moshe had to say to them that, you know, what do you need the Torah for? You want to keep it out of aim? You don't have Torah. You don't, the Torah is given to the people who live in an earthly means so they can use the earth for their Avodah Hashem. What does that have to do with the Malachi HaSharis? So you see the Malachi HaSharis don't make the cheshbonos that we make. So therefore they were kapdolim. They saw they were making a decision to leave Chai Olam. They viewed the Torah as Chai Olam. And they said, Inki Yandu Shagam B'yosem Sochrim, even though they understood that as businessmen, Lo Yisra'apu Mitaras, and they would continue to learn. But the way the Malachi HaSharis viewed things was, Avalhein Torah Kazu Hi Ach Chai Isha La'alomit. That Torah can never be greater than just a mere Chai Isha. It's a temporary kind of learning. It's never the same kind of permanence that a person who learns full time would have. Rav Yochanan Hadar of Ilfa Halchach Lasas Iska. Rav Yochanan went back, but Ilfa was forced to do business. But he became the semel, the symbol of a Talmud Chacham Socher. Yada Ilfa. This is an amazing pshat that he says here. Ilfa understood. Yes. The businessmen are not going to be the poskim, okay? Adam prati, the private individual, Shenabal Masha, who's not a man of authority, v'lo yagis liba v'hara, and who would not become proud with the talents of a Baal Hara, lo yim tzarech l'shanin achroz achroni achronim. He doesn't need to see the latest yeshiva shereid. He doesn't need to see the latest achronish Torah that comes out this sefer, that sefer, the tzvarim of kitzur halachos, etc. So what does this man do? He spends his time koveya huitosav haknuyos, Lachkor gute Torah shor shalachos. He goes back to the source. But now Rav Zaffer says he goes to bedrock. He crunches, right? The kasher heiru chaveru, and when his friends told him ki ilu hayam miyachay atmon legirsa, if he would have just, you know, spent all of his time learning, hu hayah hamolech, he would have been the Rosh Yeshiva, Hayosha Rosh Yeshiva. They would have wanted to come to his yeshiva. Paralel, no, they also showed them shimchi alchaz mischar, that even though he was a businessman, im kol zeh kabir kocho, his koch was great, lishov mayon chayin, to draw out water, the holy Torah, mimakor mayonah, to go back to the sources of the Torah. Live towards sveikos achronim, the mishnas kadmonim. He could meet oter, the sveikos of the achronim, from the original sources themselves. And that explains why he went up to the master of the ship. This is how the Margolis Talmud explained the master of the ship. He said, yes, I know. I didn't have the opportunity to learn the Brisa. We understand that an Amora was responsible to understand all of the Mishnah. But he wasn't responsible to know all of the Brisa. This might very well be the Makar of it. So he didn't know the Brisa. But the truth is, his learning in Mishnah was so solid. His going back and delving into the Yesodos and the whole, he tore apart the Mishnah so well that he was able to derive on his own any chidushim in the brisos, right? Even though he was never there in the yeshiva learning the latest brisos techniques, etc., right? He wasn't there, but it didn't matter. He was able to do it because he continued to do what he did best, which is going down to the Mishnah, to the depth of the Mishnah's kadmonim. And even though, listen to this, lo yishato ito li'ilfa leharbit Torah b'kviyot, even though Ilfa didn't have the ability to sit with the Dibuk Haverim. He didn't have the opportunities that a person had at yeshiva. The tremendous advantages to remaining in the yeshiva, that's clear, right? You have shiurim, you have Rosh Yeshivas, you have influence, you have great friends, etc. In the business world, you don't have these advantages. Despite that, he chose a different way. He had a different way in which his Torah would be Torah Chai Olam, just like Rabbi Yochanan. The Kitzvah Alei Sefer, Dibra Terato Shela Bisotav Shkava, the Torah. He wrote down notes in his pinkas, and if his day zimayot hayah lemalacha hayom hayah lemalacha the mischar of a misrad. If his day was doing work or he was in the office, then his leilos of hiknis lemishmar v'igna lochaber lirushav mipinkasav. He wrote a note in his pinkas, and he goes on to show the multitude of times and many times in shas that quote Katzav Alei Tzilfa, Pinkas of the Ilfa, or Pinkas of the Chilfa, Chilfa and Ilfa were the same person, right? It goes him, right? And many times, so guess what? He might have gone out of business, but he still managed to be part, a player in the Mesorah of Chazal. Chazal relied on him. He said, I need this, I don't know what the answer is, but guess what? I found it in the Pinkas of Ilfa. Okay? And Ilfa didn't molech, he concludes by saying, but he did not want to limloch. Ilfa just wanted to lilmod ulamed, and what he did was Mepharsim and Divrei Torah Shekhatav and Kasav. So you asked before, why is this? This is the whole introduction. We just read the introduction to Margolis on Sanhedrin. Done. Okay, we can go home. Right? Yeah, that would be the introductory shiur to Sanhedrin. Why is that? Has anything to do with Sanhedrin? So the truth is, it probably doesn't have anything to do with Sanhedrin. Okay? But if you understood who the Margolis, Hayav Ruvid Margolis was, he was a librarian. He worked. Right? He was not a Rosh Hashiva. He was not sitting in Yeshiva. And if you look at his Svarim are not, you know, full of Rebaruch Beres and full of Reb Chaims, etc. What he'll do is he'll show you Svarim that are like very old, or he can use like a Zohar to explain some Gemara, right? Because he just had everything at his fingertips. And what he's saying is basically he's obviously viewing himself as an Ilfa personality. He obviously left Yeshiva, he left the Dal Ramos of Yeshiva to go work his job as a librarian, but he's trying to show why his Sefer is relevant and why he's a relevant personality, because Ilfa is also a model of success for the Yidden in the future. This idea that there's two types of Torah, okay? You can have Torah that's Chai Olam, you can also have Torah that's Chai Isha. A person who's Koveh Itim LaTorah, you know, that's very good. Every Jew has to be Koveh Itim LaTorah, but that Torah can still be Chai Isha. The question is, what do you do with the rest of your time? What's your perspective towards Torah? And it was very, very interesting, this idea of Menichim Chai Olam, V'Oksim Chai Isha, comes up in several other Gemaras, right? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph brings down that a certain Rava was viewing a certain Amora.
Yep. How are you interpreting Chai Olam and
Chai Isha? Chai Olam versus Chai Isha. Chai Isha is a more fluid, is a commitment to the regular idea of Kfiyas Yitim HaTorah, a basic, yeah, you have a Chiyah of Torah, but your commitment is weak, temporary versus permanent.
Just absolute terms. What is Chai Olam? What is Chai Isha?
Chai Olam, I think, means permanent. In other words, your Torah has a certain level of permanence.
Yeah.
It's infusing your personality in a more permanent way. I'm going to explain it more as we go along. And Chai Isha is more of a casual relationship with Torah. Usually we say that Torah versus Tefillah is examples of Chai Olam versus Chai Isha. Right. That Tefillah, right, that's the Gemara I'm about to quote, right? The Gemara on Shabbos Yud Aleph says that Rav, I think it was Rava saw, I think Rav Nuna was Marich B'Tzulfei. He was davening too long. And he says, you know, there's something wrong with you. Marichim B'Chai, you know, B'Chai Shav, and you're neglecting Chai Olam. Right? And Rashi says, what's Pshat that that's called, that Tefillah is called Chai Isha? Because a person who's Osek in Torah, in Tefillah, he's Osek in davening for worldly things, for Mizonos, for Bonim, Chaye Bonim Mizonim. That's the example that Rashi brings down, right? And it's interesting that when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the Ma'ara, so we know that he spent all that time, and when he came out, everything that he put his eyes on became burnt up, okay? It was destroyed. And why? He viewed what they were doing. He saw B'nai Adam that were farming their land, and he said, look what they're doing. They're leaving behind, you know, the Chai Olam, which is Torah, pure Torah, and they're asking the Chai Isha, right? And therefore, he adapted, and it was like nothing. It became burnt in the fire, right? Also interesting is that Shimon Bar Yochai is the same person who in Brachos and Lamed Vav, right, there's a famous machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel says that when it comes to how a person is supposed to divide up his time, Rabbi Shmuel says, V'atat v'ganecha, hanheg b'hem minig derech eret. That you're supposed to conduct yourself in a minig of derech eret, that you're supposed to divide your time such that you're able to support yourself, and you're supposed to be able to learn. And what does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai argue with him? He doesn't say, no, you're not supposed to have that. He says, Enoch Nami is supposed to have that. But Efsher, Adam Zareh B'Shat Zariah, and he's Kosher B'Shat Kfira, and he's Ma'amr B'Shat Zareh B'Shat Ruach, Torah Matei Olah. And he says, you can make all the cheshbonos you want, right? That you have to have Hanei Bahem, Minei Derech Eretz, and that's the way it's going to work. But if you do that and you rely on that there's a time to do this and a time to do that and a time to do this, well, Torah Matahela. It was that constant call of what, like, you know, you have solid justifications for what you're doing, but what will ultimately be with the Torah? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Menachos and Sadeh Tesham Abayz, explains that even a person, right, who says the pasuk of Kriya Shema Shachet Zarvis, he's Mekayim Vagida Bo Yomam V'Layla. That's the basic minimum requirement of Torah, right? So it seems very, very much against what he says in Brachos, but according to what we're saying, it's not so against. Rashi Yom Yochai understands there is a minimal amount of Torah, and maybe there might be a need to do other things. But Rashi Yom Yochai's real shita, okay, of what your perspective should be on the role of Talmud Torah is always with Torah Matela, and that's why him and his friends, they never davened, they never said tefillah, right? So Rashi Yom Yochai and Chaveiro Shitarasa Munasam, they were putter from tefillah, they were chayiv in Kriya Shema. Because they were always taken in Talmud Torah. So what you see over here is that the whole idea, I think, of I actually just see maybe the fire of Lag BaOmer. What are you looking at the fire? The fire could very well be that when Rosh Hashanah Yochai came out of the Mahara and he puts his eyes on something, that means he's looking with his perspective. I understand all the cheshbonos, right? I understand that there's a field and there's a need to farm the field, there's a need to support these fields. That's great. But my overriding concern, the way I view things in this world, is that everything in this world is just, you know, Chai Shah, Keneged the Torah, which is Chai Olam. And therefore, my perspective, it's nothing. And Mechain Hava became nothing with his eye. He was able to do that, right? He established the reality because this was his perspective that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had. He had a very, very strong argument. And the truth is, in Halakha, we pass in like Rav Yishmael. And we pass in Kuf Nun Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry, Kuf Nun Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, because that a person is supposed to go out to business. And the Beis Yosef explains, because you have a hobby, why should you go out to business? Right? You should stay in the Beis Medrash. That Kuf Nun Hei talked about how you're supposed to learn, how you're supposed to learn right after davening. Why is the person Vachar Kain Yetzir Beis Medrash says in Kuf Nun Vav in the Shulchan Aruch? Says, why should you do that? Beis Yosef asks. You should stay in the Beis Medrash the whole time and not leave the Beis Medrash. Right? They said no, because you pass only Rabbi Shmuel. That's how Torah and Derech Eretz. Hanhegu Bahem Minich Derech Eretz. Okay, but the truth is, the concern of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is still out there. What lemaisa Torah Matayela? You might not take it to the extreme of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but even Rabbi Yishmael has to mode that there is that concern. That there is the concern. And while they went very, very far with that, they lived in a cave. They didn't even wear clothes. They charuvim. Okay, but their concern is still something that you have to contend with all the time. That there's an idea that the Torah could be chay olam, chay isha. Ilfa said, I'm not going to have a casual relationship with the Torah. Yes, I made a different decision. I was forced to make a different decision than Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He didn't have to be. He passed like Rabbi Yishmael. He was the number one, and the halacha might have been established by that point, right? But so Ilfa says, yes, I have to go out. Yes, I don't have the means that a Rabbi Yochanan has. However, there are responsibility of Torah Matahel that I'm still accountable for. So what did he do? He said, I'm going to use, you know, my time to make it into the Torah that I learned should be preserved and I should excel in it. Not just I'm koveya itim la Torah, putting in my hours. The Malach HaSharet knew, right, that he was going to put in his hours. They did not realize what Ilfa would accomplish, though. Maybe they would have not even thought about throwing down the wall. They realized that Ilfa had a Chaye Olam plan. He had a way to make his Torah much more of a kavua Torah. It wasn't just going to be a casual relationship with the Torah, but it was going to be a very, very permanent relationship. So you see that a person, it doesn't ever come down to how much you learn. That's what these Gemaras are teaching you. That's what Ilfa is teaching you. The lesson of Ilfa is that it's not quantitative. You can have a person who's learning all day in Kollel, but he can very well have a Chayisha orientation. If he does not have goals, if he does not have drive, if he's burnt out, if he's walking around with a coffee cup, etc., but just because you're in Kollel, he might even be learning during that time, okay? He might even be learning during that time, but it's still, his Torah might lack permanence. It might just be a Torah that's Chayisha, and he would not be Nimna as one of the, even though he learns full-time, he's not going to be called Taraso Manaso. On the other hand, you can have a person like Ilfa, who might not be Taraso Manaso, but his relationship with Torah is a very, very permanent one, and it's a very, very strong one, where he might have a limited amount of hours, even though, as Margolis Jan puts it, he spends his mornings in the, or in this case, the evenings in the work, in the office. He's going to spend his mornings, you know, basically learning and doing what he can, that he's fully committed to the Torah. He's sensitive to the concerns of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, of Torah Matahela, and based on that, he changes his actions and he does the best that he can. Thank you.